Okay, third place, high school. Deanna Costa.
November 15, 1917, was the night that 33 women were put in jail for taking the White House carrying signs asking for the right to vote. They were said to be obstructing sidewalk traffic, which was a lie. The warden at Auckland Courthouse gave orders to teach the suffragists a lesson. Three of many women were severely tortured. Lucy Burns was left hanging and cuffed to the jail bars after being beat. She was bleeding and struggling just to breathe. Dora Lewis was burned into a cell while an officer thrust her head against an iron bed and knocked her unconscious. They were given water in a pail and all their food was contaminated with worms. When Alice Paul went on to a food strike, she was tied to a chair and had a tube forced down her throat. They poured liquid down the tube until she threw up. All of these women were in some way tortured, beaten, dragged, choked, pinched, twisted, and kicked. These women fought for something that gave us a freedom. It was the 19th Amendment. These women fought for the right for women to vote. The 19th Amendment was ratified on August 18, 1920. This amendment to the Constitution had three significant ways it has affected our freedoms. First, was the right to vote. Second, freedom for women to be able to express their opinions and then to be accepted as worthy. And third, women to be independent rather than dependent on man. The right to vote is something today we take for granted. Not only is it our civic duty, but it is a privilege. Lincoln said, democracy is government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Without the right to vote, there is no democracy. Without democracy, there is no guarantee of any of our freedoms. The right to vote is our individual liberty. It is the way we make a difference in our government. Before the right to vote, women were expected to be timid and mild mannered. They were never to be loud or give their opinions. If women did, they were considered as unladylike and in some situations, sinners. After the 19th Amendment, their thoughts and opinions slowly but surely came to be accepted as worthy. Women also became less dependent on men. Instead of being a homemaker, they started getting secular jobs and working for wages. Women started attending college and getting educated for a career. They had never been before accepted from society. Before the 19th Amendment, women were frowned upon for being out late and had to dress a certain way. After, it was more acknowledged and women had more freedom. Women's freedom is very dependent on the 19th Amendment. It opens doors for women to have the opportunity to become their own person. What if these women didn't fight for their right to vote? Women wouldn't be free. They'd be uneducated and considered less than a man. In our society, we take for granted the opportunity we have to be independent women. The freedom we have to say what we want. These women fought for a worthy right, a freedom that affects women every day